nasty. Such imagined taunts and paranoid nightmares are the residues of selfish, ego-dominated, game-playing bitches. Fear them not. You are your own mental product. Remember, you are in the third, Bardo. Bridget, you are struggling to re-enter the denser atmosphere of routine game and existence. Slow. Do not attempt to use force or willpower. Only as you are driven here by the ever-moving winds of karma, your mind having no resting place or focus is like a feather tossed about by the wind, or like a rider on a horse or breath. Carelessly and voluntarily you wander about, calling in despair for your old ego. Ego, ego, where are you? Your mind races along until you are exhausted and miserable. Fellow voyagers and friends, and sense they cannot understand you. You may think, I'm dead, what should I do? And feel great misery. Just like a fish cast out of water on red hot embers, you burn. You may wonder whether you will ever return. Familiar places, relatives, people known to you appear in this dream. Or, though a glass, through a glass darkly, if you are having such experiences, thinking will be of no avail. Bridget, trust your guide, trust your companions. Meditate calmly and without distraction. You may now feel as though you are being oppressed and squeezed, like between rocks and boulders, or like inside a cage or prison. Remember, these are signs that you are trying to force a return to your ego. There may be a dull gray light with a murky glow. These are all signs of Bridget Bardot.